call this a day of prayer for our country and for our president. If you can, come. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. We come before you as humble as we know how. Father, we come with a great need, Lord, with great concern in our nation. Lord, we are a Christian nation. Lord, we're the nation upon the earth that proclaims Christ, and the diversities of nations come together in Christ Jesus to show the world that of every nation, of every tongue, Lord, we can cohabitate in one place, black, white, brown, yellow, don't make any difference, Lord, that all under God, liberty and justice for all. Fathers, we bow in your presence today. Lord, we come to pray for our president this morning. Lord, I know that they're doing everything they can. But Lord, of those that are in authority, Lord, are doing everything they can to take that man out of that office. But, oh God, I pray today, Lord, that you'd lay your hand on him. I know he's not a perfect man. Lord, and no man has ever been perfect. Lord, but I pray, God, that you'd help that man, Lord, as he leads and governs this nation. Lord, I know that he's under the control often of the House and the Senate. Lord, they all three have their different offices in the governing of our great nation. But, Lord, I pray that you'd touch that man. God, that you'd keep your hand of protection upon him. Lord, I know that he's not perfect, but Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help him where he's at. God, to turn this nation back to a nation of prosperity and once again, a Christian nation under God. Lord, I pray that you'd be with him today and help our country. Lord, as we're divided in the abortion issue and in the gay marriage and gay rights issues, Lord, many of the moral issues in our country, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd help us to turn back, to repent of our sins. Lord, we've murdered so many babies. Lord, forgive us of our trespass. Lord, forgive us where we have let that go on and never said a word. But Lord, help us to turn away from you. Let the church voice be heard once again in our street corners and on the courthouse squares. Lord, I pray, God, as a people, Lord, that we'll turn to you. Have your way with us, Lord. We pray that for this great country, those that are in office, especially the president, Lord, that the highest office in the land, Lord, I pray that you'd be with him, Lord. God, take his mind, take his body. Use him, Lord, to turn our nation back to God. Have your way with us now, Lord, today. What you do in our country, Lord, we'll praise you and give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. God, have your way. God, help us as a people today. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I'm not an educated man by no means. My vocabulary oftentimes is limited. I've got some of my mother in me. My mother was German. And sometime I have a stammering tongue. I know I do. Hard for me to get from here to here. When I read any books or anything, I have to read the chapters over and over and over again before I can ever comprehend what they're saying. And then I miss it. And I was called on the red carpet in seminary. I wrote a paper on a book, and the professor read the book, and he didn't see the book like I saw it. And when I wrote that, he called me in his office and he said, "I want to know where you got this." I said, "I got it reading that book." He said, "I read the same book." And I said, "I didn't see that in that book." And he said, "Could you show it to me?" And I showed it to him. And he said, "Well, that's not what it says." I said, "I'm not surprised." And I wasn't surprised. Sometimes I have a hard time understanding things that I read. But I'd like to know that I got some common sense. And I know that abortion is murder. It don't take a smart person to understand that. And I know that marriage is an institution given to us by God between one man and one woman. There is no argument with that. And they're whining on the government level and crying because Social Security is going in the red. It's not good. Well, what they expect when we've killed over millions of babies that could be on the workforce paying Social Security. Now, isn't that amazing? And I said I'm not a smart person, but I'm smarter than that. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 6. I need to go on and let me read this if I can and maybe say a few words here in your hearing. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. We come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear God, for every blessing. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house once again. Thank you for what we can feel. Lord, I pray that you'd take us for just a little while and use us for your glory. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, that you'd have your way. Give us the words we need to say. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let us see you as Isaiah saw you. Lord, I pray this morning. We ask you now to go with us in the service and give us the words that we need to say. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw something the other day. They asked the question, and I want to preach on that question. Is Uzziah really dead? I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning. Is Uzziah really dead? Now, Isaiah had been serving King Uzziah for 52 years in the palace. Isaiah, some believe that chapter number 6 was the conversion of Isaiah. Possibly it was the time when Uzziah died. I'm sure that Isaiah had oftentimes put his trust in King Uzziah. I'm sure that as far as Isaiah was concerned, Uzziah was high and lifted up, because the Bible said he saw also the Lord high and lifted up. So it must have been a time in Isaiah's life to where Uzziah was held of a high standard. Yes. It was hard for Isaiah to turn loose of Uzziah. Uzziah was king. And so life has now changed in Isaiah's life. What he once had known to be complacent in his life has now crumbled down. That's where God wants you to get today. Is Uzziah really dead? Or do we have something or someone in our lives that we deem more precious than God? Have we lifted them up and exalted them in God's place? When we get our eyes off of self and get them on God, then we'll see him for who he really is. The problem with us today is we become too worldly, and we let the world standards gauge our relationship with God, because we feel like that it cannot get any better than what it is right now. The world has convinced us that it will not get any better than it is right now. They're all constantly calling us out into the world to enjoy the worldly things. Uzziah, did he really die? I wonder, had it not been for the year that King Uzziah died, if Isaiah would have ever saw God high and lifted up. I doubt it. Don't you? I doubt it. I believe that if Uzziah had still been living, he'd have never got his eyes off of Uzziah and put him on God. Uzziah, the Bible tells us, was king with a little K. But he saw also the Lord high and lifted up, sitting upon a throne. A different place, a different person now that Isaiah has turned to. I think sometimes where it don't want to turn Uzziah loose. I think oftentimes that our lives are governed by the graveyard. Amen. There have been mamas and daddies that are over at the cemeteries that still have a living influence in your life, some for the good and some for the bad. Sometimes we won't turn things loose because of mom and daddy that have already gone on to be with the Lord. They don't care if you sell their house. They're no longer in their house. Amen. They don't care if you get rid of their car that they drove for years and years. They don't need it anymore where they're at. Amen. We're trying to hang on to Uzziah, and he has not died in order, and he has to die if we're going to see the Lord for who he is. Amen. So the Bible said that he saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. And so now Isaiah is realizing that life has now changed. The Apostle Paul said, the things that I once hated, now I love. The things that I once loved, now I hate them. Amen. That's what happens when somebody's converted. Amen. When we begin to see the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the things that we once loved, they're fading away. And the things that we once hated has now become the center of our desires. We now see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. Now, it was while Uzziah was living that Isaiah's eyes were blinded. Amen. It was when he was, when Uzziah was alive. It was when Isaiah dwelt in darkness and in complacency. He felt like everything was well until Uzziah died. You won't ever know how much a life could mean to you if you turn Uzziah loose. Let him die. Let him die. Amen. To where we can see the Lord high and lifted up. The Bible said as he focused on the king, he said he saw him and his train filled the temple. Oh, the majesty of him that sits on high. Amen. I wouldn't wonder again, when was the last time we saw him for who he really is? The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Somebody said we'll never see him like that until he comes again. Oh yes, he's king now. He's King of Kings now. He's Lord of Lords now. The problem is we will not turn Uzziah loose. Amen. And so he saw his train, his majesty. Amen. His majestic. Amen. King. When he walks into the room, everybody pays him obedience and praise and worship. The Bible said above it stood the seraphims. Each one had, notice his description when Uzziah dies. It's amazing to me what you can see when you'll get your eyes off the world and get your eyes off a man. I tell you, we're trying to pick out somebody bigger and much better, much richer, much smarter, for us to hang on to. But I'm going to tell you, they'll let you down. If you put your trust in man, man will let you down. But get your eyes off of man. Put your eyes on God. The Bible said that when he had seen him, he seen his throne, he said he stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Is Uzziah really dead? Oh, preacher, we don't see that. Oh, yes, Uzziah's dead. Amen. Oh, he said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I tell you, his glory. Amen. You know what glory is? Glory is light. It's what glory is. It's light. And he is not dark. There is not even variableness found in him. You know what variableness is, don't you? We have in the back, in the foyer, in on the left hand, my left-hand side, a box. And in that box, you can adjust these lights. You can make them variable. You can bring them down real low, or you can bring them up high. And you can bring them back to a medium. Depends on what suits your fancy. Amen? But not God. Not God. He don't dwell to suit your fancy. Amen. His glory has filled the whole earth. When Uzziah died, Isaiah saw him in all of his glory. God is light. Amen. The Bible said, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Amen. You've heard that before, had you? Amen. The Bible said, and that filled, the whole house was filled with smoke. Isaiah saw the very presence of God in the midst of the house. When Uzziah died, is Uzziah really dead? It must have been in Isaiah's life. Amen. The Bible said, his voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And it was at that point Isaiah found the fire of God. The Bible said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Amen. Uzziah died. He's got away from Uzziah now. And his eyes is on the King. Is Uzziah really dead? Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. What has happened here? The altar is burning, and the house is filled with smoke, with the presence of God, and God's judgment of fire had reached Isaiah and purged him and cleansed him that day. Amen. Amen. Now, let me flip over here to the, if I can, to the book of Galatians. The Apostle Paul said this in chapter number 2. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The Apostle Paul, a great religious man, saved on the road to Damascus, now testifies basically the same testimony as Isaiah had, that Isaiah now has, the King Uzziah not only has died, but the old Isaiah is gone, and the new Isaiah has sprang forth, amen, to praise God. The Bible said, Paul said, I'm dead. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead. He said, but nevertheless, I live. The Apostle Paul said, I'm really dead. Uzziah has died. And he said, nevertheless, in Christ, I live. He said, it's not I that liveth, but it's Christ that lives in me. Amen. Then in chapter number 4, number 5, the Apostle Paul said, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and the lusts. The desires that the Apostle Paul once had, he no longer has those anymore. He has a change in the desire. Isaiah never was the same when Uzziah died. He had changed his desire for what he had longed in Uzziah. He found greater in God. Amen. The Bible tells us that Isaiah saw him high and lifted up, and God had cleansed him and literally changed his desire. And the Bible said, Isaiah said, here am I, send me. The Apostle Paul said, my fleshly afflictions, my fleshly affections, and my lusts now have been put to death. He said, they have died. Amen. His Uzziah are really dead. They have died. And he no longer desired those affections that he once had towards the world and the lust towards the things of the world. But now that he's in Christ Jesus, he's been crucified. The old man is dead and the new man has come forth to glorify and to praise God. The Bible said when Jesus left here, he said, I'm the light of the world. And he said, I'm fixing to leave and ye are the light of the world. You spring forth the glory of God that the world that's in darkness might see his glory and come to the light in a dark world. But then he don't stop there. In chapter number 6, he said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The world has now died. In Paul's life, the things of this world slowly but surely ought to dissipate in every born again child of God. My goals here are different. Are yours? You're not interested in going out here and doing the things that you once had in goals that you once had when you were in your 20s. You don't care about those things anymore. I found out that I can get along in an old vehicle as good as I can in a new vehicle. Or I can get out of the rain with a roof over my head in a little house, and I can with a big house. It doesn't matter anymore, right? Our goals have changed. Sometimes, and I've said this before, sometimes, and I still do, I do this. Sometimes I'll get on the internet and I'll look for property. I've always had a desire to own some hunting property. Every Saturday morning on the radio, they have these people come on there from Hunting Realty, and they're telling about hunting property. Thousands of acres. Why, it's foolish of me to think that I could afford thousands of acres of property to hunt on. Isn't that foolish? And I think, well, I can buy 100, maybe 100 acres. And I think, well, if I tried to buy 100 acres, I'd have to put it on 30 years. Well, I'm 62 here in a couple of months, a little over a month. I'll be 62. That'd put me 72, 82, 92 when I get 100 acres paid for. Well, then I thought maybe I could get 50. And I could back it up against a national forest somewhere where I could snuggle into the 50 and have the thousands join me and I could hunt the thousands. Found out I couldn't afford the 50. So now I'm thinking if I just had an acre in just the middle of a place in the woods somewhere, put a cabin on it in a green field, and shoot them off my front deck. Then I'm thinking I don't even feel like getting up and getting out on the deck. So what would I need that for? I'm telling you, our goals become lesser and lesser. And the things of this world becomes dimmer and dimmer, and the heavenly view becomes brighter and brighter. Woo! Hallelujah! Paul said the world is dead now. Is Uzziah really dead? Let's stand.